The Zsa Zsa's Kids program is a collaboration between Zsa Zsa's Kids Incorporated in the United States and Zsa Zsa's Kids Africa based in Uganda. Together, they provide support for 20 children and the staff of 6 who care for them. The ultimate goal is for Zsa Zsa's Kids Africa to become a self-sustaining program offering former street children a chance to succeed in life. The song we just heard was Ruth Pelham's Under One Sky. That is the theme of this year's fall fundraiser. The USA component of Zsa Zsa's Kids is an all-volunteer nonprofit organization in upstate New York, and they need help, so this is the way they do it. Their 8th annual event will take place this Sunday, September 22nd, from 2 to 6 at Revolution Hall in Troy, New York. We are joined by the president of the organization, Diane Reiner, and Zsa Zsa's Kids Africa Program Director, Ronnie Sariange, to join us this morning. Thank you both for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Well, we're delighted to be here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Diane, let us begin with you of how this has all been going on for the last 8 years, which seems hard to believe.
It's very hard to believe. It's been going wonderfully, which is the hardest part of all to believe. We have grown, we have strengthened, we have, in the last 2 years, really done the dream that we had hoped for all along. We've begun to have a permanent home. And last year, we saved enough money that in January we were able to purchase a home. We have now 20 children who are anxiously waiting to move into their new permanent home at the end of this year. And we have 20 kids going to school, being well cared for, and they live together as a family, which is why the theme of this year's program is so important to us this coming Sunday.
Under One Sky. Give us a sense of how the program came how it came together and really has grown.
Well, it's been a really interesting and very organic journey. Ronnie and I met in 2006. He was then a 20-year-old kid who had lived on the streets for 10 years. And we met in Uganda, and I watched him helping other children, decided I needed to help him do his work. And I started sponsoring him, and at the beginning it was buying T-shirts for kids, giving them a meal once a week, mm-hmm. giving them a shower, and it just kept growing. And at one point, 8 years ago, Ronnie said, you know, I've got these young kids, 4, 5, 6 years old, living on the street, and when the rainy season comes, we put them into a shelter. And at that point, I knew they were sleeping on mud floors, and I just decided we needed to have a home. So the home has been what we've been doing ever since.
Ronnie, tell us about the necessity of what it was like for you living on the street and what the hope is in getting these kids off the street.
Well, first of all, thank you so much to allow me to be on the show again.
It's always wonderful to have you.
Yeah. Life on the street, it is real terrible in Uganda. Because I was on the street for 10 years, so I know what it is. It's really terrible. And
so that means you went on the street at like 10 years old?
Yeah, I was on the street 10 years old. I grew up on the street.
6 years.
You were six years old?
Yes. I was 6 years.
So how does that happen? What happened? Where were your parents? Where were your relatives?
My mother took me after my father died. Mm-hmm. So my father died when I was 1 year. And then my mother died when I was approaching 6 years. So when I fully became 6 years, I had nowhere to stay, no one to stay with, no one taking care of me. The only option was to find a way to go start living on my own, so which I call it normally always that I got independent when I was 6 years.
And you are living with other kids. I mean, there are
a lot of them.
A lot of other kids.
Yes. So the life that I grew up in on the street was really terrible with a lot of children. Like, you can see me, my jaw, I lost my jaw. It was damaged when I was on the street. So depending on so many things that happened when I was on the street, I decided to go back after being helped in 2003, January. So I decided to go back and help. other kids
on the street. You just pointed to your jaw. Was that damaged through a health issue or from violence?
No. There's a system on the streets in Kampala that kids welcoming kids in a funny way. So a big guy boxed me and he said, "Welcome to Kampala. Kampala is the capital city of Uganda." So it was more of like welcoming me to start living street life.
A hazing, if you will.
Yeah.
And you think at that point, I assume your outlook changes when you go from 6 to 10 to 15 as you go through adolescence. But did you ever think you're going to get off the street, or is this
nah.
this is just life, right?
No, I didn't have that in my mind that I'll, after getting used with the street life, I didn't think of one day I'll get off the street until when they took me to prison in 1999, towards December, they took me to prison. So when I left prison, I was there for 1 month. So when I came back to the city on the street, I found all my colleagues that I used to hang out with on the street, they were gone. So when I asked, they told me an organization came and took them to a home.
Mm.
So I was like, maybe I should go also. But I didn't have in my mind and even not thinking of being helped.
What were you in prison for?
They used to come during December. It's still happening. They come and collect kids from the street, like they clear the street so people have good Christmas without bothered by street kids.
Hmm.
But it was not true. We used to not bothering people. But I think the government just want to do it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as you say, that's still happening.
Yeah, it's still happening.
And so, you know, it's interesting that you have this program and it's up and it's taking care of kids, and that is absolutely beautiful. But it is just a drop in the bucket, isn't it, when you consider all of the kids that are out there?
Yeah.
Yeah. But any kid that you can help, obviously, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So having done this for as many years as it's been done, what results have you seen?
Well, when I see pictures of the children when they were young, it just shocks me. The kids, when we first had them, they didn't speak any English because that's not the common language. It's the educated language. So the kids that we now have, their English is beautiful. Their writing is beautiful. They speak from the heart. They're extremely loving and sincere. And just to see their education and their sophistication as they get older, their artwork is more sophisticated. Our children have dreams now that they couldn't have had 8 years ago. They dream of being doctors and lawyers and engineers, construction workers. They really have a whole host of new visions that they have for their future. And they want to help their families, whatever family they have. Their goal is to do well and help the people that are behind them.
Now, how are you going? I know the last time you were here, we were talking about housing. So where is that in the process?
Well, I would love to say that. Sorry. in this year, in February, we managed to buy a house. We bought a house.
Yeah.
The house was not completely constructed, but it fits for our program. It has a lot of rooms. So since February, we've been trying to fix it to the level where we're going to start using it. So I guess.
Yeah, and the children have been part of the process, which is wonderful to see too. As they're growing older, we've got a lot of teenage boys now, and you know, wanting to use their muscles. So they've been very involved on weekends and school breaks and helping with the construction. And what's happened as the year has gone on, we started with enough money to start renovation. And then we ran out, and we'd get more money saved, and we'd do more fundraising. So we're just about at the end of it now. We still have to do a few major projects, but the house is all enclosed. There's a fence around it.
And then once you have that, you also then look to education.
Right, Right.
There is no free education in Uganda?
That's correct. There's no free education.
Money is needed.
Money is needed. And when we first started 8 years ago, the children, a year of education only cost $240. Now the average is $1,000 a year. The kids are all going to very good schools, but half of our children are in secondary school, which is much more expensive than the primary schools, the elementary schools. So, and the costs just keep going up. So this year, our fundraiser, we're really focusing on education. We're confident that we'll be able to have enough money to finish the house with more fundraising for that. But, education is an ongoing issue. And in a couple of years, some of our kids will be eligible for university. So it's not expensive like expensive universities here, but it's still an expensive cost for a Ugandan.
Now, Ronnie, you're only here for a few weeks, right? You're in Uganda most of the time.
Yeah, I've been coming to U.S. every September. I think like four times, nonstop. Yeah. So this time around, I'll be going back home on 27th of this month.
And it must give you gratified by what you see as a result of the labors and your labors and of those in this organization of being able to provide this for kids who were very much like you a decade ago. And what is that like to see?
Well, to me, I guess I get the question right. To me, the time I've been with this program going to where it is right now, and the life that I was, and the life that these children they used to live before they joined the program. I just keep thanking the U.S. people.
Yeah,
I keep thanking. And when I come to the program like this, the radio station, it's big. It's very big for me, like for my life and for the children back home.
Well, I can't thank you enough for the beautiful work you're doing and for taking the time that you take when you come here to stop by and to bring us up to date.
Thank you very much.
The 8th annual fundraiser will take place this Sunday, September 22nd, from 2 to 6 at Revolution Hall in Troy, New York. And you can find out more. And it's Jazz Jazz Kids. And I am saying that right, am I?
Jazz Jazz Kids.
It is J-A-J-J-A-S Kids. JAJJASKids.org for more information. We're going to have that link on our website as well. It's WAMC.org/roundtable. Diane Reiner and Ronnie Sariange, thank you so much for being with us. I'm sorry I'm losing my voice here, but I thank you for being here, and thank you for the beautiful work you're doing. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Joe. You're loving
thank
to be
you.
Here.
Thank you very much.
Both of you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.